Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Last segment, we were just talking about some of the common rules of thumb and talking about where some of the, you know, them as a discussion point, but they don't generally apply, right? The generalities that don't generally apply to most people's lives, but it's a good point of discussion.
Correct. So if you were listening to last segment, before the commercial break, we talked about some general rules of thumb, how to have your money figured out for your retirement. All these four rules of thumb don't work in today's situation. They do not work. And so I want to kind of go through why they don't work. So the first one that we talked about, Dave,
yep,
is the 4% rule, drawing on 4% of your savings per year in order to receive that income. That means if you have $1 million, you'll get $40,000 a year.
Right.
Okay. Now, the portfolio needs to be 50% stocks minimum, because in history,
yep,
by having that, the probabilities are high to get that income to last for your entire lifetime.
Right.
What's the problem with that rule?
Well, the problem in this particular environment is how you're going to get that particular number, right? So there's plenty of math to suggest that over the past 150 years, you know, you're going to, and we're talking about success rates north of kind of 95%. We don't want people, you know, it's a coin toss of whether or not I'm going to be able
correct
to
95%
do this
probability of success, right, in order to do this. Yes.
Minimum 50% stocks, more likely at 70 to 100% to be successful at the 4% rule. So really, the math would suggest a 3% rule or even less. We've seen as math that would support as low as 2.5%, depending on how you are asset allocated,
okay,
what your strategy
so
is.
So what it's saying is, in order to do that 4% rule, to get $40,000 a year out on $1 million of savings, you need to have 70 to 100% of your money in the stock market. That rule gets broken because not a lot of people are that comfortable with the volatility associated of having 70 to 100% of their money in the stock market.
Right. Now, it speaks to your risk profile.
Correct.
Right? What risk are you prepared to take on to do that?
So then the alternative to that rule is drop it down to 3% so you
right
can take less risk.
Right.
But that means now you only get $30,000 for every $1 million. And you can see, even if you did 2.5%, it works out to $25,000 for every $1 million, which means you need a heck of a lot more money to have the same $40,000 lifestyle that you had when you first thought of this rule of thumb.
Yeah. And all of this, you know, we don't take into consideration tax. We're just talking pre-tax, $40,000, $30,000, $25,000. So again, it's a simple back of the napkin, but not necessarily applicable depending on the other elements: tax, asset allocation, risk profile, all of those other things.
So let's go to that age rule. That
yeah,
I'm saying whatever your age is the percentage you should have in bonds. And I've heard this time and time again. I laugh at this one because it doesn't work unless. Mm-hmm. Your withdrawal rate, we were talking about 4% earlier,
mm-hmm,
drops down to 3% or less.
Yeah, probably 2.5.
Okay, so now 2.5%. That means if you need $40,000 to come from your savings,
no,
you need $1 million in the 4% rule. Using this age rule, which means whatever your age is the percent you should have in bonds,
mm-hmm,
you need to take out 2.5%, which is $25,000. That's a huge change in lifestyle,
yep,
just to get that to work out.
Yeah,
that doesn't work.
Right,
that doesn't
pre-tax
work
income. Yeah. So again, the relationship between the amount of money you have and your draw rate is critically important. But the age rule, the problem, particularly in this environment, is if you're 70 years old and the conventional wisdom or the rule of thumb says you should have 70% of your money in bonds, and bonds are facing a rising interest rate environment in, you know, in today's environment, and we may be in that environment for a couple of years yet, then, you know, you could put at risk your retirement assets.
Correct.
So bonds tend to be, in the short term, they can be a little bit more secure. Stocks tend to be a little bit riskier in the short term, but better in the longer term,
yeah,
right? But the asset allocation, the combination that you put together, the strategy, as we constantly call it, is going to be very, very important. And it better be dynamic to adjust for the environment that we're in.
Perfect. Let's talk about this whole live off my principal, don't touch my principal rule.
Okay.
That to me tells there's no investment strategy or asset allocation. Just go search for what we call yield. So let's go back to $1 million in savings. You need $40,000 from your savings. You'd have to go out there and find whatever's giving you 4%.
Right.
GICs or guaranteed investment certificates right now are 2% or less in that range. So you have to take on risk.
Mm-hmm.
The bond market can give that to you.
Well, your high yield or what we call junk bond market can.
Maybe.
right? You can get a yield. Your principal might be at risk.
So what we've done now is we've increased the risk. Right. So you're searching for that yield, right, and you're taking on risk. The one that I normally hear is I'll just go buy a bunch of stocks that give me what the cash flow I need. And the problem with living off dividends is that dividends get cut, volatility in the stock market. Not everybody lives on a fixed income exactly to the dollar that the distributions are paid at.
Right.
So you don't live on $40,000 a year every single year throughout your life.
Well, and this is the general problem, right, when you think about it, because what if you're the roof gets a leak,
yeah,
right?
So
that's an unexpected expense. These are the kinds of things that affect that
it's not
fixed
reality.
Income mentality.
It's not that's reality, right. And that's the right. problem. And then the last one was that two-year cash buffer. Put 2 years of cash aside and then invest the rest. Again, no real identity of what the investment needs to look like after the 2 years. Why doesn't that work, Dave?
Well, I mean, the research, it's interesting to read sort of the math over a very long period of time, and there's zero indication to think that by adding the two-year, the rule of thumb two-year, it actually improves the situation. In most cases, it actually diminishes or affects negatively the overall estate value and potential lifestyle.
So value keep in of mind the that the earlier returns that you do get over time compounds to benefit you
correct.
Over the long term
right.
by dedicating 2 years in cash.
Right. So it's a drag, right? It adds a drag to
it'll be a drag to your portfolio.
That's right. So the math doesn't support that. Now here's the thing, you guys. It's part math and part art, as we talk about. Okay. So the rules of thumb give you a conversation starter. But you have to match all of these different elements that you're trying to equate to. There's nothing wrong with drawing down on your principal if you have absolutely no legacy requirement. Every pension plan is built to go to zero, okay? Like I'm talking about your public pensions. When you pass away, it goes to zero. It's done.
Yeah, it's done okay? for you.
So there are a whole bunch of complexities built into this
absolutely.
Where the rules of thumb just simply fall apart.
So do you know what the rules of thumb the people haven't adopted yet?
What?
Our solution called asset dedication.
Right.
The asset dedication process and how we put money in different buckets to meet all the goals that you have through your retirement is what we'll be discussing at our seminar. We will show you the mathematics of how you can protect your income, live the lifestyle you want, and grow your assets all in the same time. We will talk about the risks that come out there, and we'll be discussing this on Tuesday, July 24th, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. Now you need to reserve your seats, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Everybody says they do retirement. Don't accept we do that too. Come out, if nothing else, for some education
absolutely.
And a solid second opinion.
Love
we look
to
forward
see
to seeing you there. Okay, we got to wrap up another terrific show. Thanks for joining us. But before we do, I want to remind you that any of the segments we talked about today or in the past can be accessed at morethanmoneyradio.com in the archive files. You can also have them delivered directly to you by searching for More Than Money CHQR on iTunes or in your favorite podcast app. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund, an investment industry regulatory organization of Canada.